So how do we know who is at level 4? We don't know for sure, as there are so many degrees, thousands at each level of consciousness, and even more in what we are referring to here as level 4. This is a simple guide, as the Eastern books without a teacher guiding us can get very confusing, and sometimes people take too many things literally, and that can get tricky. We have to let the teaching download into our consciousness esoterically. I was guided here to speak to you in the way I like things explained, simply. And anyway, we can never really explain any of this in words, but I sure am having fun and joy attempting it, with a lot of help from on high. Some highly aware beings are rock musicians, homemakers, Wall Street guys, the local priest, or even the gardener at school. So as mentioned, over and over again, we cannot judge by how a person looks, how much money they have or do not have, nor by their educational background. Only vibration tells the story, not us. There are probably level 4 people we have met who seem to live on the outside quite ordinary lives, as not everyone teaches, but they are not living ordinary lives. Their light is simply inconspicuous to the outside world, or level 1s or level 2s or even level 3s. Some people simply choose to live and spread the light in other ways, through their actions, showing the world through simply living it, being the peace, being the joy. They let their life be the demonstration of love, and that heals everyone around them. Occasionally we do meet such people, and all we know is that we love to be with them. They always seem to be happy and playful. Because of what we have been programmed to believe about God-loving folks, we often are not aware when we are with these individuals. There may even be a seemingly down and out sort of fellow who is simply going through a dark night of the soul, and he just needs to re-remember who he is, then whoosh! We do not know. We cannot judge. When we are with these individuals, life seems brighter somehow. After we are with them, things start working out better in our lives. We may never know that it was the grace of God flowing through this individual that blessed us that day. And this is all a level 4 desires, not to be acknowledged, but for us to feel the light. They know they can only be an instrument of light. That is all. And yet that is so much. That is more than enough fulfillment. Even though at level 4 we do still have an ego, it is just that the ego has much less power and no longer makes all our decisions for us. We may meet a teacher who's able to transmit light to us, the truth of who we are. That light can come in the form of words, transmitting light through a teacher's book, a prayer we read and contemplate, or an actual person we meet, or simply someone we sit next to on a bus. We may even sit down where they had just been sitting, and that is enough light for us to feel better. Different experiences will occur when we are ready to swim deeper and have started on a path of self-discovery. Yes, it sounds cliche, but the teacher will appear in one way or another when we have asked for help, even if it is subconsciously. Magic happens when we open our hearts. It may occur because we have sat long enough to meditate and then feel the light, the peace. If we are new to level 4, here are some suggestions to help us keep swimming deeper. This is the time for those of us who are truly wishing to lift that veil of illusion when we must do our most vigilant work. We must be so focused and release the things that are going to hold us to this earth plane, to this earth consciousness, which is the Maya. Yes, I know you've heard this before in this reading, but it is so helpful. Throw out the TV. Don't watch any sort of TV at this time. Do not read any newspapers. Do not turn on your computer unless you absolutely have to for, say, your work. Let's turn our computers off every time we finish using them. We do not need to have any of those weird frequencies that come from our computer entering our sensitive and very open, unclogged consciousness at this level. We have worked hard, some of us, to reach these deeper waters. So please, let's not pull the plug out and throw it all down the drain. Be in the silence and listen. Meditate. Read illuminating books. Listen to positive music. Listen to this audio program that we've done for you over and over again. Be in nature as much as possible. Take long walks. Go hiking. Keep hydrated. Exercise. Be near the water. Shower a lot. Wash our hands and face with cold water throughout the day. Throw out all the things in our home that are old and that could take us back to the consciousness of our old selves, old photographs of past loves, anything that is going to hook us back into the past and disempower us and keep us stuck on the earth plane of consciousness, which is truly unconsciousness. Anything that is going to remind us of who we used to be. Does everyone know they are at level four? Well, yes and no. For some, it is simply a deep love of life, love of God, and a feeling of joy and wonder. For these individuals, they most likely went from level one to four, whoosh, from past life empowerments in this world or in other dimensions. For others, through simple spiritual practices, they come to know somehow that they are instruments of light and dwell in God's grace. All we need to know for now is that if we are really willing to learn to love God and do the work, we can swim to level four. We may still oscillate back into level three, but we won't go back to level two or one, even if sometimes we want to. Ignorance is bliss? I think not. It is important in the early days of level four to be aware and notice when the world is causing us pain. We feel so much heart and compassion that this can drain our energies. However, we now know enough to take our physical presence away from all the noise and just be alone with God, to regain our strength and become once again grounded in God's grace and light. We may need a lot more space, time in nature, and sleep than we did even at level three, especially after being with a lot of people. We may not have yet learned techniques to take lines of energies, others' hooks into us, out of us. Now, if you're a Mystical Success Club member, you will know because you'll be able to have learnt through listening to all the many audio programs that we do for you. If you're not a Mystical Success Club member, I highly recommend you check it out. Go to www.mysticalsuccessclub.com. Anyway, getting back to the book, we are mermaids in level four now. So we simply swim into the deeper seas to get away from the splashy swimmers just for a short while. Here in the depths of the sea, there is no noise. Anyone who has ever dived will know to some extent how peaceful it is to swim in the depths of the sea. So quiet, so peaceful, no rushing about. The fish we see are simply being fish and happily swimming around. But at level four, we are still not fully one with the sea. So we absolutely require quiet time and grounding to handle the world's harshness. When we are again rested, we can rejoin the world and again allow God's grace to move through us to bring more light to those we encounter swimming. And sometimes swimming in circles. However, once we've refueled and rested, the energy is so high, we may not need any sleep sometimes for days. However, when I say rested, I don't mean sitting in front of the TV eating pizza and having beer. That is going to actually drain you more. I mean rested by being in nature and meditating and just being on your own. Now, remember, We do not at this level have omniscience, but we are very intuitive and can tap into God mind. We are also very psychic at this level, but psychic abilities are an experience of the world. Psychic abilities, others' thoughts, past, present and future, thoughts of others, they're all still in the Maya. Now, these psychic abilities are strong at level 4, but they are not intuitive powers. With intuition, intuition is God thoughts, out or above the Maya, above the veil of illusion. We tap into God's omniscience with intuition, but it will still come through us, not as us at this level. God does the work, not us. We can no longer take credit. All we have done is allowed our instrument to become unclogged so that it can be an instrument, a vehicle for God's grace. It is always important to keep our bodies strong and healthy, but even more so at this level, as with strong, healthy bodies, we can stay grounded and strong enough to handle the light so that we can allow God's grace to transmit the light. We keep our feet on the ground and our head in the clouds or in the water. Mermaids' tails disappear when out of the waters. They do this so as not to be recognized. This way they can help others without attracting too much attention. What playful, happy creatures mermaids are. Anyway, at level 4, we may have times when all of a sudden we realize and feel that there are only luminous souls on the planet, that there are actually no people, only beautiful, luminous souls that we are connected to. We see that what a person does is not who they are. Literally everything may seem just like the film The Matrix. Awesome mystical film. A world filled with dreamwalkers. We will see that nothing is real. We see that we no longer have anything to fear from people, places, or things. Because we are not in total unity as yet with God at this level of the sea, we have to transcend mind and thought in order to unify with our soul, our God self. However, unlike the Matrix film, where they unplug and then enter a life of drudgery and shades of grey in a terrifying real world fighting machines, when we unplug to the world's coma, we enter this beautiful, calm, exquisite, bottomless, unlimited sea of light and bliss. And now we can also have fun with our bodies. We can see our body as an instrument. We can have fun and dress it up, not to impress anyone, simply to enjoy it. Sometimes at level 4, we have to play act that our personality is still the same to those who would feel too uncomfortable, especially with close family members who have known us all of our lives. So we do not reveal too much and simply dress up the vehicles called our bodies and personalities in an appropriate way. This actually helps us to stay more anonymous so that we can do better work to help others. We are not better than anyone else, and we have now come down off our soapboxes at last. We know we have simply unclogged enough to let God's light shine forth through us, heal and help others to demonstrate their own truth. We will do anything that is required for us to shine the light. Keeping ourselves well dressed and looking good actually helps our light shine brighter. It is all about vibration. Better clothes have a higher vibration. A higher energy will be transmitted when we are dressed well. Even if we are at level 1, we all know this is true. All people care about how they look. And when we look good, we do feel more confident. We can have fun dressing up. We no longer feel an ego sense of self. Of course, there is some ego there, but not as much. We know we look good. It's just as if we were dressing up a doll or buying new furnishings or even a new car. We know we are not our car, and yet we look after it as it gets us around safely. We are not our bodies any longer, even though we really appreciate our bodies probably more than we ever did before. We are a vehicle for light. A word of caution, word of caution. We can have some pretty out there spiritual experiences at this time and be extremely psychic, but let us not get too caught up in these experiences, as they will end up fascinating us more than the light, and that could take us off our purpose and back to level 3, and our ego could take over and start thinking that we're masters and that we are these great powerful beings, and that is just not the truth. So don't even attempt to speak about your spiritual experiences with others unless they are either your teacher or someone that you truly know understands, because otherwise, you know what's going to happen. Number one, people will think you're being totally egotistical. Number two, crazy. Or three, full of C-R-A-P. Can I say that on a tape? Crap. That's what they'll think. As I said, just be quiet and shine. I love what the dictionary says about dazzle. Just dazzle. Dazzle in the dictionary, in Webster's dictionary, means overpower with light. How cool is that? Every day, let's dazzle. Let us be happily and gratefully dedicated each morning after awakening to our beautiful and extremely patient, loving soul. We know that the divine presence goes before us every day and night to prepare our way and make the crooked places straight. We now know of ourselves we do nothing. All we are to do is to stay as positive and bright as we can, and always to respect with gratitude this gift of having a loving heart. Now we are going into deeper levels at level 4, and we begin to no longer get as drained by the world as we once did. We know there is no good and there is no evil. We really know it. There is only eternity and enlightenment. We are not as yet one with eternity, but we feel the light so brightly. Sometimes our eyes burn with it. It's so bright. Not like sunlight bright. It doesn't hurt. It's just really bright, and we feel such exquisite bliss. Look again at the cover of this book or the audio program. I highly recommend you actually go to the website if you haven't been there yet, becomeamagnettomoney.com. That is an actual film, actual real footage of someone meditating on the ocean. That is an actual ocean. That movement of waves, that's not animated, that is actual ocean. And then we meditated on that. So it's got a lot of light. So go ahead and look at that beautiful website, becomeamagnettomoney.com, or at the cover of the book or the audio program you've got. Look at the sea and the sparkle of light on the waves. This is the light we now speak of. It tickles us and we feel our heads softly buzzing and vibrating. It's not a sound, it's more of a real physical feeling. And each day we notice it is vibrating for longer and longer periods until it is all day and all night. Some people call this becoming initiated or initiated into the light. There's lots of different things. I don't like to label things. It's just that we are getting all of this information transmitted through us and the cells of our being are changing. Sometimes the buzzing is stronger than other times. And sometimes it's as if the hairs at the top of our head, our crown chakra, is on fire. This can happen especially when we are doing the work that is helping our purpose or simply doing our work, whatever it is, well. It happens very strongly when we are in certain energy spots, and also when we are in the company of those we are very close to and love, where two or more are gathered. So now let's discuss other experiences.